I'll read another serious one. This is a poem. I have a wonderful poetic friendship with the poet Marie Howe. And you know, one of those friendships where there don't seem to be any barriers, or if you encounter them, you just keep going through them. And you say, you know, it makes me nervous. And one of the things we talked about is about male violence to women. And you know, how strong it is in our culture and how strong it is in us. And it's a subject that we haven't seen written about very much because, of course, it's so dangerous. And that hatred that is connected in some weird, circuitous way to violence and mothers and the whole fucking mess. And anyway, this is my attempt to write a poem about that subject. And it's called Adam and Eve. It's a poem I'm kind of still working on. I wanted to punch her right in the face, and that's the truth. After all, we had gotten from the station of the flickering glances to the station of the hungry mouths, from the shoreline of shirts and faded jeans to the ocean of unencumbered skin. From the perilous mountaintop of the apartment steps to the sanctified valley of the bed. The candle flickering on the dresser top, its little yellow blade sending up its whiff of waxy smoke. And I could smell her readiness like a dank cloud poised above a field. When at the crucial moment, the all-important moment, the moment standing at attention, she held her milk-white hand agitatedly over the entrance to her body and said no, and my brain burst into flame. If I couldn't sink myself into her like a dark spur, or dissolve into her like a dirt clod thrown in a river, can I go all the way in the Seine and say, I wanted to punch her right in the face? Am I allowed to say that? That I wanted to punch her right in her soft face? Or is the saying just another instance of rapaciousness? Just another way of doing what I wanted then by saying it? Is a man just an animal? And is a woman not an animal? Is the name of the animal power? Is it true that the man wishes to see the woman hurt with her own pleasure? And the woman wishes to see the expression on the man's face of someone falling from great height. That the woman thrills with the power of her weakness, and the man is astonished by the weakness of his power. Is the sexual chase a hunt where the animal inside drags the human down into a jungle made of vowels, hormonal undergrowth of sweat and hair? Or is this an obsolete idea lodged like a fossil in the brain of the ape who lives inside the man? Can the fossil be surgically removed or dissolved or redesigned so the man can be a human being like a woman? Does the woman see the man as a house where she might live in safety? And does the man see the woman as a door through which he might escape the hated prison of himself? And when the door is locked, does he hate the door instead? Does he learn to hate all doors? I've seen rain turn into snow, then back to rain. And I've seen making love turn into fucking, then back to making love. And no one covered up their faces out of shame. No one rose and walked into the lonely maw of night. But where was there, in fact, to go? Oh, be careful, people. Mustn't we be careful? Shouldn't we tiptoe everywhere we go and carefully replay each word before it leaves the lips so that nobody gets hurt? Are some things better left unsaid? Have you noticed I haven't got back to the woman? Should I tell you her name? Can I say it again that I wanted to punch her right in the face? naked and wrong, in a strange bed, far from home, you could find out something you had rather not have learned. Until we say the truth, there can be no tenderness. As long as there is desire, we will not be safe. Thank you.